Trump tariff triumph, Stellantis to invest $13 billion in Rust Belt. Bringing overseas production back to U.S. by John Binder on October 15, 2025. President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars have scored the nation's Rust Belt a major manufacturing victory as Stellantis announces a $13 billion investment and plans to reshore production from overseas. On Wednesday, Stellantis executives said the automaker would be investing billions into the United States market, including more than $600 million to reopen the Belvidere assembly plant in Belvidere, Illinois, after having closed it under the Biden administration. This investment in the U.S., the single largest in the company's history, will drive our growth, strengthen our manufacturing footprint and bring more American jobs to the states we call home, Stellantis CEO Antonio Filosa, Stellantis CEO, said in a statement. As we begin our next 100 years, we are putting the customer at the center of our strategy, expanding our vehicle offerings, and giving them the freedom to choose the products they want and love, Filosa said. Stellantis executives noted that the $13 billion investment is the largest in the automaker's history in the U.S. market, vowing that more than 5,000 auto jobs will be created in Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana as a result. Significantly, Stellantis plans to return production to the U.S. of its Jeep Compass and Jeep Cherokee, both of which are currently manufactured in foreign countries. Trump's tariffs seemingly played a critical role in getting Stellantis to reshore manufacturing to the U.S., a goal of the president's when the tariffs were first enacted earlier this year. For example, Stellantis had been planning to make its Jeep Compass in Ontario, Canada, but now the Jeep Compass will be produced in Illinois. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.